Welcome back to another halacha shiur. We're continuing the halachas of Erev Yom Kippur. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Resh Vav, Sif Gimel, Sif Dalid, that there's a minig to be toivel in a mikvah in Erev Yom Kippurim. And this is a big mitzvah. There's a tzad, even the Rishonim, that you make a bracha, l'maisa, the Mechaber Paskins, that the Einem Mevarech Al HaTfilah. And the Mishruh says, why? Because it's a minig, and we don't make a bracha on a minig. But this is definitely a minig kadmoin that's brought down already in the earlier Rishonim, that is a mitzvah, shavuos make a bracha, is a mitzvah to be toivel in a mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, what's the reason for this mitzvah to be toivel? So it's brought down, the Shalah brings that, and the Mishruh brings that, two different reasons why you have to be toivel. Either because of keri, or because of tshuva. And the Mishruh says that the nafkamina of two reasons are, how many times you have to be toivel. If the reason is because of keri, then it's enough one time. But it's because of tshuva, then you should be toivel three times. And really, the Ramah really mentions the reason of keri and the reason of tshuva also is brought down. So if we have two reasons why we're toivel on Erev Yom Kippur. First of all, for keri, and second of all, for tshuva. And the lashon of Shlach is like this: Mitzvah Satfila b'Erev Yom Kippur mi mitzvah gedayla v'yoyse b'kodesh mishar kedusha satfila shvichal yomayis hashalom mishnayik b'hem. It's bigger than any other tefillah of the year. V'yikav anasai shoyse satfila v'shil tshuva v'shil tahira. That's the lashon of the Shlach. Now, l'chatchila, you should try to do this tefillah after chatzos. But if you want to do it a little earlier, so if you do it 1 hour before chatzos, that's also still a l'chatchila. And it's also toiv that you should be toivel before mincha, in order that when you say vidui by mincha, you're ready with toivel in the mikvah, and then you're saying vidui. That's the minhag to do it before mincha. Now, if someone, if he's going to wait till after Chatzos, he's not going to have time before Mincha. So it's better to do it an hour before Chatzos, and then it's before Mincha, than to do it after Mincha. They state in Kovitz Halachas, and that's Mashma in the Mishnah Berurah also. The Mishnah Berurah says, Koidim alayla, v'toiv sh'yitvel koidim tefilas ha-mincha, sh'shom esvada, v'chein noyagin. That's his loss. He says it brings down another minig that some people are toivel after Shuvah of Sakas. Again, there's Yishomach L'yom HaKippurim. The Mat Ephraim writes that even though all year round, we're not makbid on chatzitzis, but this tefillah on Erev Yom Kippurim should be makbid to cut your nails, should be more makbid on chatzitzis than usual. But it's brought down in the Sefer Rabbi Felder, Mishuri Halacha, that you can be makel by contact lenses, since it's not so posh, that's a chatzitza, so therefore someone could be makel with contact lenses going into the mikvah. Now the Mishabura brings down that this tefillah is not only for men. He says, "Vafilu na'orim u'besulois mekiven shem bnei mitzvah toivlois." So, voyet the noshim also were noyeg this tefillah of Erev Yom Kippurim to be toivel Erev Yom Kippurim, and that's taka the minig of a lot of noshim today that they go to the mikvah. Now, there's one shaila: if a isha is in the middle of shiva nekiyim, they should ask a rav if they're allowed to go to the mikvah Erev Yom Kippurim when they are in the middle of shiva nekiyim.